Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Watch out for the wagon, though. Don't go on the grass.
How'd I do?
Well, you did fine. Now, I'm proud of you.
You really mean it?
Well, anybody who can navigate the Brady obstacle course without a major collision is ready for anything.
I hope I do as well tomorrow when I take that driver's test.
No, you'll do fine.
You kids would keep your junk out of the driveway.
Kids? Look who's calling who. Kids.
When you're old enough to drive a car, you're not a kid anymore.
Oh, big man.
Hey, look, for your information, they don't give a license to just anybody. And in 24 hours, I'm going to have one that says Greg Brady, qualified driver.
If you pass the test.
Great driver.
Got it. I've been looking all over for it.
Oh, boy, there sure are a lot of rules and regulations.
Yeah, you gotta know this whole thing exactly.
Well, even if I could learn the written part, I'd still have a problem.
Why's that?
I don't know how to drive.
You mean you've never driven?
No, only shopping carts. Over 100,000 miles, only one accident.
Hey, if you want to learn, I could teach you easily.
Oh, you really think so?
Oh, sure, come on. Yeah. Use these.
Okay.
This be the driver's seat.
All right.
Passenger seat.
I'll fasten my seat belt, huh? Right.
This will be your steering wheel.
Oh, that is some impressive
right.
Steering wheel.
Hold it.
What's the matter?
I forgot to turn on the engine.
Sorry.
Hold it.
What's the matter now?
You can't just pull away from the curb without checking behind you. You have a rear view mirror up here and over there, and check over your shoulder.
Yeah. All right. Now.
All clear.
That's a nice quiet engine.
You're doing fine.
Thank you.
But you better watch it now, Alice. You're on the freeway.
Freeway? Oh, no, you don't catch me.
Alice,
look out!
What are you doing, Alice?
I'm driving.
In the kitchen?
No, on the freeway. It's my first driving lesson.
We better get out of here.
Yeah, this is no place for pedestrians.
Drive up.
What's taking Greg so long?
There'll be no living with him once he gets his license.
Well, look, Marcia, I wouldn't tease him if I were you. I mean, you're going to be getting your license in another year or two.
Boy, they'll give a license to anybody.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Cool it. Hi, Greg.
Hi. Oh, Dad had to go back to the office. He said he'd be home in time for dinner.
You don't have to tell us, Greg. We can tell by the look on your face.
A lot of people don't pass the first time, honey. What did the man say?
The man said to show you this.
Oh, you. It's your license. Congratulations.
Boy, that was pretty sneaky putting us on like that. But we'll let you drive us around anyway. Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks.
Oh, that's great. Well, look, you know, I promised you that you can drive my car once in a while, and I'm sure your father will let you drive his, too.
You and Dad don't have to worry about that anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, now that I'm an official driver, I'll buy a car of my own.
A car of your own?
I don't know which of these cars I'd rather have.
Boy, are you a dreamer.
Yeah, what are you going to use for money?
This convertible's groovy. But the hardtop's pretty sharp, too.
Why don't you get them both, Mr. Moneybags?
You guys think I'm kidding about getting a car?
Well, if you're not, you're nuts.
Just to prove it. Peter, you know my bike?
Yeah, what about it?
Now that I'll be getting a car of my own, I won't need the bike anymore. You can have it.
I can?
Sure.
What's the catch?
Can a guy perform a simple act of generosity without being suspected?
Boy, I always said you were the greatest, didn't I, Bobby?
No, just this morning
you Who asked you?
Thanks, Greg.
Think nothing of it. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Say, I hear you've been talking about buying a car.
Yeah, I figured why should I inconvenience you and Mom always borrowing yours?
That's very considerate of you. Is this the one you have in mind?
No, but I'm going to try and get something as close to it as I can.
That's a pretty fancy machine. A gentle reminder to you, my boy. Your name is Brady, not Onassis.
I'm going to buy it, Dad. Look, I've been saving $109.
Hey, you have been adding to it. That's good. Okay. But I want you to promise me one thing. Before you buy a car, you let me look at it.
Sure, Dad.
How'd you manage to save all that?
It wasn't easy. I had to give up a lot of the necessities of life.
Like what?
Pizzas and french fries and girls.
Girls?
Well, mostly pizzas and french fries.
I still don't like the idea of a 16-year-old owning his own car.
Well, now, look, honey, you know, we did promise him, and he's had driver's education in school. He passed his test, and really, he's a pretty good driver.
I know, but why can't he drive your car, my car?
Well, in the long run, what difference does it make? It's your car, my car, his car. You gotta be logical with him.
I don't have to be logical. I'm a mother.
Well, anyway, I think you're worrying prematurely because by the time Greg gets enough money for the kind of car he wants, the 1999 models are gonna be.
Oh, no, he wants to buy a car right now.
Look, he's only got $100. He's not gonna be satisfied with anything he could get for that.
Just $100?
Yes, and delusions of grandeur. What kind of a car could he get for $100?
She's a beauty, ain't she, Greg? I'm only selling her because I need a fast $100. You know, I got 5 or 6 guys just waiting to buy this bid. But it's such a good deal, I wanted a friend to have it first.
Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate that. There's an awful lot of chrome missing up and down here in these dents.
What chrome missing? I got it right here. You just straighten it out. As for these dents, take it to the auto shop at school. They'll pound them right out for you. So it sticks a little. When you own a convertible, you don't use doors. You just jump right in. Sports car, right?
Right.
But if you want to do it the regular way, it does work. You see?
Hey, look at this big hole in the back seat.
What hole? A little rib. Just sew it up. Only a dime for needle and thread. Listen to this horn. And the windshield wipers work. Radio.
Can I hear the engine?
Sure. Purrs like a kitten. Runs a little rough until she warms up. Then she's great.
Now I can feel it.
The aisle just needs to be adjusted. All this baby needs is a little bit of work.
Eddie, I don't know.
Greg, for $100 and a little bit of work. You got yourself a car that's worth maybe $500.
Look, all it'll take is a little work?
Positive. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw in a repair manual, absolutely free. With this, a 10-year-old could fix her up.
Well, I told my dad I'd let him look at anything I bought first.
And what time is it, Greg?
It's 3:20. Why?
Car's gonna be gone by the time you get your dad here. I got a guy coming in 10 minutes. And with him, it's a sure sale.
Maybe, I don't know.
Greg, it's a great deal. Or would you rather wait 5 or 6 years for a set of wheels?
The cocoa, sugar,
yeah,
peanut butter.
Right.
What on earth was that?
Sounds like the mating call of a lovesick moose.
What's that?
It sounds horrible.
I know. Come on.
That you actually bought this,
Classic, Dad.
Mike, do you think it's safe for him to drive it?
I think it's the safest kind of car you could have, one that's not gonna run.
Yeah, a little work, I'll have this thing running great.
Listen, I thought you promised me that you were gonna let me look at the car before you bought it.
Yeah.
I know, but I had to move fast. A lot of other guys wanted to buy this thing, but my friend Eddie offered it to me first. It was such a great bargain, I knew you'd understand.
Some friend, that Eddie.
Yeah. Greg, what did you pay for it?
$100. Eddie said it was a steal.
Yeah, I think it was a steal.
He even threw in this repair manual. Now, with this thing, even a 10-year-old could fix her up. See, it tells you how to boil out a carburetor, work on the timing gear, and a lot of stuff about the transmission.
Well, I think I'll leave you two mechanics to work out the greasy details. I'll be back in about an hour to see Old Faithful blow again.
Well, you think you could get it started so I could hear the engine?
Sure, Dad. Yeah.
How does it sound?
Like a flock of geese heading south. Sick geese.
Well, Eddie says that's the idol. Nothing a couple of turns of the screwdriver can't fix. You know what, Dad? I was thinking. Put a new coat of paint on here. Maybe a rally stripe down the front of the hood. Some mag wheels, a whip antenna for the radio.
Don't you think that's going to strain your budget a little bit?
Oh, not if I do all the work myself. It shouldn't cost much at all.
Not much more than a new Rolls Royce.
Yeah, well, maybe I can do a little bit at a time.
Well, all right. We'll work it out. You know, it kind of reminds me of an old car my dad used to have. Matter of fact, I think it is my dad's old car.
Jan, you don't stir paint with a socket wrench. You'll ruin it. Give it to me.
Okay, here.
Is all the rust coming off?
I hope not.
What do you mean?
It's the only thing holding the car together.
Take it easy.
At least the upholstery is clean, Greg.
Great. Thanks, Marcia. Hey, what's that stuff you're cleaning it with?
Water.
Black water?
It wasn't black when I started.
What do you think you're doing?
Cleaning the engine.
There's a lot of grease and gunk in here.
You don't clean an engine with a vacuum. Get that out of here. Kids.
Hey, Alice, what are you cooking? Something new?
Would you care to guess, Mrs. Brady?
Well, it certainly smells odd. Cabbage?
Nope.
Well, now I know it's not Brussels sprouts.
Nope. Give up?
Yes.
Specialty of the house. Boiled out carburetor a la Greg.
Listen, I know you thought I'd never get done.
That's right.
And here it is.
Oh. Well, I have to admit, I was a Doubting Thomas.
Yeah, and I was Mrs. Doubting Thomas.
I guess I'm just a natural born mechanic. Got the engine running like a watch.
What's that? Spare parts for the watch?
Oh, redesigned the engine.
That's just extra junk we didn't need.
All right, everybody, you're about to see the hottest set of wheels inside of Indianapolis.
Hey.
I think we put the cloth on before the paint was dry.
I think it's just caught in the door here. Here it is, folks. Ta-da!
Certainly done a fine job, son.
Oh, say, that looks marvelous.
Wait till you hear the engine. Well, I fixed that short in the horn, too. In fact, I rewired all the electrical circuits. Listen to this horn. Get stuck with a lemon. A little elbow grease.
Yeah, well, I don't think a little elbow grease is going to cure rigor mortis.
Careful, Dad. You're liable to crush the door. Some friend, that Eddie.
Oh, come on, Greg. Forget about Eddie. You made a business deal. He got the best of you. That's all.
Business deal. That's the last time I'm going to do business with a friend.
Well, I think maybe you learned something about the business world.
What do you mean?
Well, look. You take sellers. They've got something to sell, right?
Right.
Well, naturally, they're going to make it sound as attractive as possible, even if they have to exaggerate to do it.
You mean lie?
Yes. Quite often they do, though they might call it gilding the lily. But the important thing is that you're the buyer. You have to keep your guard up, see? It's the old principle of caveat emptor.
Caveat emptor?
It's Latin for let the buyer beware. Or to put it in the vernacular, them who don't look sometimes gets took.
Well, that Eddie really took me.
Yeah, he did. He had you hogtied and happy before you knew it. But you let it happen. Okay. The important thing is that you learned something.
Don't worry, Dad. Have I ever.
Good boy.
What were you talking to Dad about?
Oh, a few of the facts of life. Like caveat emptor.
What's that?
It means let the buyer beware in Latin.
Yeah, don't you know anything?
Oh, I know Latin. Avi Bay, Adi Bray. That's Bobby Brady in Latin.
That's pig Latin, loser.
Oh, I sure learned my lesson. When I get rid of that old clunk this time, I'm the seller. And it's the other guy who has to do the caveat emptoring.
How are you going to get rid of it?
Just find somebody who's dumber than I am.
It isn't going to be easy.
I knew you were looking for a car, Ronnie. That's why I called. I want a friend to have this baby.
I don't know, Greg. It looks kind of an old model.
Oh, Ronnie. The word isn't old. The word is classic. Look, in a couple of years, this will be a collector's item. Worth five times what I'm asking for it.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, sure. Hey, listen, I've got five or six guys after this beauty. But like I said, I want a friend to have it.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, too.
Hi. What are you doing?
Just showing Ronnie this little gem here. I tell him how sensational the car is, girls.
Sure. Sensational. Oh, especially when it's standing still.
Sisters of mine. Great little sense of humor.
What's the matter with the door?
So it sticks a little. Listen, when you got a convertible, who uses doors? You just kind of jump in like it was a sports car, right? Watch this. There. Now listen, I want to tell you about these wipers I got in here. I got them hooked up to the horn. It's fantastic. All you do is...
Can I have these?
Cindy, can't you see I'm busy?
But you said these parts were left over after you tried to fix the motor.
Great little sense of humor. 9 years old. Cindy, I got a candy bar on my dresser. You can have it.
Thanks.
Sure. Hey, Ronnie, why don't you try it? Come on.
Now, by the way, how's the engine?
That's great, just great. And listen, I wanted to show you this radio.
Well, can I hear it?
Oh, well, sure, but it's a waste of time. Purrs like a kid.
Sounded kind of funny.
That's just the idol. Nothing a couple of turns with a screwdriver can't fix, huh? Well, so make up your mind, Ronnie. Is it a deal?
I don't know, Greg.
What time is it?
I don't know.
It's 4:15, and I got to show this to another guy in 5 minutes. Now, what'll it be, Ron? You want to miss the opportunity of a lifetime, or do you want the car?
Hello, girls.
Hi.
Well, it looks like Greg must have got his car running.
Well, he must have used artificial respiration. Hey, girls, you know where Greg went?
He was showing the car to some boy, and then they drove off somewhere. He was trying to get us to say how great that old wreck was. He kept winking at us, you know, like that. And he even gave Cindy a candy bar.
Well, I wonder what that's all about.
So do I. Boys? Greg sell his car?
Yeah, he called the guy a pigeon. He said he was going to really Cabot the guy's eruptor.
Cabot his eruptor? What?
I think he means caveat his emptor.
Caveat emptor? Now, where'd they pick that up?
Well, I had a long talk with Greg about buying and selling, but afraid he learned the wrong lesson.
Yeah, I really gave him a hard sell. When the chump went for it, hook, line, and sinker.
You didn't lie to him, did you, Greg?
Well, I gilded the lily pretty good.
Greg, is that all you got out of that talk we had?
Sure. That's what gave me the idea. I figure if I got stuck, why shouldn't somebody else?
So you found yourself a pigeon?
It was a cinch. I had the $100 in my hot little hand, and then...
Then you what?
And then I let the sucker off the hook. I just couldn't go through with it.
You mean you didn't sell him the car?
Guess I'm a pretty crummy businessman.
No, you're an honest one.
Right. But where's the car?
Oh, well, I was getting to that. Driving home, it broke down between 2nd Street and 5th Street.
That's a pretty big area. Whereabouts?
All the way. It just kept falling apart.
Oh. 5th Street, isn't that over near the junkyard?
Well, that's where I sold it. The junk man gave me $50 for it.
Listen, look, you lost $50, but if you've learned something, it's worth it.
Especially the way it ended. Can you imagine a car falling apart in front of a junkyard?
Yeah, well, I guess doors are like elephants, Mom. They both know where to go when they die.
This morning. We'll be back in a couple of hours, Alice.
Right, okay.
I forgot one. Come on, Cindy. Get out of here.
Oh, your breakfast is on the table. Yep. I hope you wanted eggs.
Anything's great, Alice. I'm late for my golf game.
Dad? Yeah. Can I use the car, please?
No, I'm sorry, son. I'm playing golf this morning.
Oh, shoot. I'm pitching today, and if they start somebody else, I'll lose my spot.
All right. Get your mother to drive me here.
Okay, thanks,
listen,
Dad.
Be careful, will you?
Eggs okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Alice, listen, you think Mrs. Brady's ready to go yet? I want her to drop me off the golf course.
She's more than ready to go, Mr. Brady. She's gone.
Gone? Oh, no. There goes my golf game.
Wait a minute. I have a fear that from now on you're going to be needing this more than I am.
What's that?
My bus pass.
Bus pass?
Oh,
It's a cinch, Mr. Brady. You take the number 2 bus to Oak Street, then you transfer to the 56 Crosstown. Then you take the 18 to the end of the line, and from there on, it's express all the way.